Hello, welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. So glad to have you here for an early music celebration with songs by Barbara Strozzi and Henry Purcell and Baroque guitar music by Spanish composer Santiago de Murcia. I hear people say that Rochester is a city of festivals, and this program is part of one of the city's long-running festivals, the Rochester Early Music Festival, which brings together soloists and ensembles performing medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music. We're at the beginning of 2 weeks of early music performances throughout Rochester as part of the festival's 19th year. And we're starting things off today with soprano Tyler Cassidy Heacock and the oboe player Warner Ivoris. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. Tyler Cassidy Heacock is both a singer and a musicologist, and her scholarly work has revolved around musical meaning as it pertains to women's voices. She says she's especially delighted to be singing works by Barbara Strozzi, who is one of only a few women of her time who became renowned as a professional composer, as well as a performer of her own music. And as Tyler relates, there's something especially delicious about singing music written for a woman's voice by someone who herself performed with such a voice. While the style and the sentiments are certainly grounded in Baroque musical style in which she was steeped, the music and the text express qualities that feel immediate and contemporary now. Here's Barbara Strozzi's song, Miei Pensieri, My Thoughts, reflecting those sort of spinning late-night thoughts and worries you might be familiar with. It's sung here by Tyler Cassidy Heacock with Warner Ivoris playing the theorbo.
Capriccio my chest.
Miei pensieri, my thoughts, a pensive song by Baroque composer Barbara Strozzi, performed here by soprano Tyler Cassidy Heacock and theorbo player Warner Ivoris on Live from Hochstein. And in case you are not familiar with the fabulous instrument that is on stage with us, I wanted to take just a moment to tell you about it. The theorbo is a relative of the lute, but stands out for having a long, extended neck, which accommodates the much lower bass strings. These low strings give this instrument part of its distinct sound and help in its function here of accompanying songs. But the theorbo has a wide range, and it's been played during both the Baroque era and now as a solo instrument, as well as being in-demand accompaniment for opera and other vocal music. We'll hear it again in another song by Barbara Strozzi, an anguished lament for lost betrayed love, L'Eraclito Amoroso, Heraclitus in Love, sung by Tyler Cassidy Heacock with Warner Ivoris playing the theorbo.
Sing Gurti, sing Gurti.
L'Eraclito Amoroso by Barbara Strozzi, sung by Tyler Cassidy Heacock, with Warner Ivers playing the theorbo. You're listening to Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School in Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming around the world at classical915.org. Tyler Cassidy Heacock will be returning later in the program to sing songs by Henry Purcell with Joe Finetti, and Warner Ivers will be back in just a moment with a very different musical instrument. And while we make that switch, here's some more info on what's going on with the Rochester Early Music Festival over the next couple weeks. Tomorrow night at 7:30 at historic Calvary St. Andrews in the South Wedge, you can travel on a musical journey through France, Italy, Germany, and Spain. And other programs include Dance Like It's 1700, including a chance to participate in learning Baroque dance with live music. There's also a newly formed medieval ensemble performing music to celebrate the Virgin Mary, and something for kids, Game of Tones, an interactive early music kids concert. Also next week, there's a chance to sing early drinking songs with the Flower City Beer Choir at the Old Stone Tavern. And the festival gala concert will present a sampling of many different styles of early music in a prism format at St. Anne Church on Mount Hope, on Friday, November 15th at 7:30 p.m., and that concert will be hosted by WXXI's Brenda Tremblay. And now Warner Ivers is back on stage. The theorbo is gone, and he's holding a Baroque guitar, an ornately decorated instrument with a beautiful parchment rose in the center. Unlike a modern guitar, it does have a rounded back, and most of the strings are in pairs, four pairs tuned to the same note, and then the highest string on its own. And on this guitar, Warner Ivers will play music by Spanish Baroque composer Santiago de Murcia from a manuscript found in Mexico City in 1732 known as the Saldivar Codex No. 4. Here are three movements of Santiago de Murcia's music from the Saldivar Codex No. 4, played on Baroque guitar by Warner Ivers. Thank you. selections from the Saldivar Codex No. 4 by Santiago de Murcia, played here on Live from Hochstein by Warner Iverus. He holds a doctorate in classical guitar and early music from the Eastman School of Music, where he studied under Nicholas Galusis and Paul Odette. Warner Iverus performs and gives classes throughout the country, playing classical guitar as well as theorbo and baroque guitar. And he teaches here at the Hochstein School as well as privately with students ranging from five-year-olds to Eastman doctoral students in classical and non-classical musical styles. And before we welcome all our musicians to the stage, I have a story to share from one of the singers, Joe Finetti. He told me that when he was a freshman in college, he and his three roommates each had a Friday afternoon album that they tended to play to let off steam. One would play Deborah Harry's Blondie album, another the group Boston's eponymous Boston album, the third excerpts from Wagner's Tannhäuser, and Joe? His choice was Baroque composer Henry Purcell's Ode for St. Cecilia's Day, sung by the Deller Consort. This was the album most loathed by each of the other roommates. He says it might have been because of how he enjoyed singing along, not only with the bass arias, but also with all of Deller's countertenor solos. But peace was able to be restored through music. The one record they all agreed upon and often sang along with all together was the soundtrack of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Joe Finetti still loves singing music by Purcell, and we'll hear him do just that with Tyler Cassidy Heacock and Warner Iverus. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. And we'll hear a set of five songs by the short-lived English composer Henry Purcell. They're all from the publication Orpheus Britannicus, described as a collection of the choicest songs for one, two, and three voices. The songs were beautifully printed by Henry Playford, son of the more famous music publisher John Playford, and very well received. And unfortunately, though Purcell didn't get to enjoy this success, the collection wasn't published until several years after his death. The five songs from Orpheus Britannicus are For Love of Every Creature, Celia Has a Thousand Charms, Lost Is My Quiet, She Loves and She Confesses Too, and You Say 'Tis Love. And we'll hear these songs by Henry Purcell, sung by Tyler Cassidy Heacock and Joe Finetti, with Warner Iverus playing the theorbo.
Creature is formed by his nature. For loves every creature is formed. For loves every creature is formed. Is formed by his nature. Has a thousand charms. 'Tis hand to lie within her arms. While I stand gazing on her face, some new and some resistless grace fills with fresh magic all the place. While I stand gazing on her face, some new and some resistless grace fills with fresh magic. All the place. But while the nymph I thus adore, but while the nymph I thus adore, I should my wretched fate deplore. For Matilda, have a care, have a care. Her sweetness is above compare. But then she's false. But then she's false, as well as fair. Have a care, have a care, have a care, Matilda. Have a care, Matilda. Have a care, have a care, have a care, have a care.
Lost is my quiet.
Lost is my quiet.
Lost is my quiet.
Shall that phantom me oppose?
noisy nothing. Stark in shame, by what witchcraft wert thou made, thou empty cause of solid arms? But I shall find out counter charms, thy heavy devilship to remove from this circle here of love. Sure I shall rid myself of thee by the night's obscurity and obscure secrecy. Unlike to every other sprite, thou attempt'st not men to affright, nor appeased, but in the light.
You say 'tis love that creates the
my passion makes my care, but your indifference gives despair. The last is on, the last is on, begets no spring. Dear gentle showers, assistance brings. So love that scorches and destroys, till kindness hates, can cause no joy.
Love has a thousand, 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 thousand ways to torments that attend.
let us love that to happiness haste. Let us love, let us love to happiness haste.
I'm so glad they made up at the end of that song, You Say 'Tis Love. We heard five songs by Henry Purcell from the collection Orpheus Britannicus, performed by bass Joe Finetti, soprano Tyler Cassidy Heacock, and theorbo player Warner Ivoris. This concert is part of the Rochester Early Music Festival, and you can find more about the rest of the festival concerts by going to musicaspei.org and clicking on the Rochester Early Music Festival tab at the top of the page. I hope you can stop by or tune in next week for the Brickman Walsh Duo, playing violin and piano music by Brahms and Debussy. You can find a complete schedule and selected past programs online at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Robert Braden and Lindsay Brown. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slamy. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.